Well, on the project site, you make reference to that project, It Gets Better, for gay and lesbian teens facing bullying and difficulties like that. And you wrote, autistic youth face systematic oppression, abuse, and bullying every day. It does not get better for us. Typically, upon graduation, it actually gets worse. Why does it get worse?
Most people don't realize that autistic adults actually exist. All the advertising, all the awareness campaigns, and all the media reporting focuses on children. Kids are cute. And unfortunately, most of the services and supports that autistic people get to help us participate in the community are still delivered through the school system. So once we're 21, the funding dries up and we're left stranded. In New Hampshire, thanks to the devastating budget cuts our legislator pushed through last year, we're put on wait lists where we have to wait for years before funding comes through for basic supports we need to participate in the community, work, or live on our own. Potentially productive citizens spend the rest of their lives living with their parents and sitting home all day doing nothing because the very modest supports we need are rationed. I know a woman who can't speak but who can express herself really well using a voice output device, and she's been waiting for funding for one for more than a decade. That's more than a decade of having things to say and having your family members and friends know that you have something to express, but not being heard because there's no money. And I can't think of it getting worse than that.
And you mentioned